Jay and Dan have been doing different bits with side effects, and it always ends with diarrhea. That's just like the end of it. Someone dropped a really loud diarrhea comment at the hospital this morning, like we were in the waiting room.
Really?
And it is a word that kind of shocks you. Like everyone kinda was like,
stops everyone.
Yeah, like what kind of conversation are you having in public where that word is going to come up?
Well, probably a doctor
diarrhea?
Saying like,
yeah, but it wasn't a doctor. It was like... it was in the patient's waiting room, and it was some guy talking to another woman that he had just met. And somehow that came up.
Like, don't go to the Tim Hortons downstairs. It's explosive diarrhea. And just as you're about to say it, everyone goes silent. It's almost like when the previews are on at the movies and you're talking to the person next to you and it's all loud. And the last word you yell out is something ridiculous, like diarrhea.
Right when all of the sound
dies
down. When
it goes silent. I don't know.
It was kind of a... It was a head turner.
It stopped everyone?
Yeah, it was kind of like, what kind of conversation is this guy having with someone he's never met before?
And he yelled, explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, it was like really loud and really direct. Anyway, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is Ray Ferraro.
Ray, we have a Jerry's percentage for you. For
Does
this.
It have anything to do with the topic I just listened to for 8 seconds?
No, it was Jerry's percentage. Jerry had a hot take yesterday, and I want to possibly get your thoughts on it. Mark, do we have it? Let's hear this, Raymond.
By this time next week, the Maple Leafs will be on their annual California road trip. So I guess I have to throw out my own hot take this week. Well, here goes nothing. The Leafs will sweep through Cali, and the hockey world is going to their collective panties.
That is a hot take. Jerry was hot on that.
With a bit of a back burner at the end that was totally unnecessary.
Very unnecessary at the end.
He does not usually say things like that.
He must be pretty confident about it, eh?
A sweep of California starting, I believe, Monday night.
The guys were high. I was a little thinner on that one.
I said 100 just because I liked the comments.
I took a 6%. And, Brian, you were right in the middle.
I went 50%, a cop-out.
12%.
Yeah, California teams are pretty good.
And there's always a wobbly day out there somewhere. It's just hard to win three in a row on the road anywhere. And they're going to box it into a week. I can't go all three.
Well, you look at where their schedule is going to take them starting tonight. They've got 10 games, I believe, in the next 17 days.
It's
including the three in California. Then they come back against St. Louis. Like, that is a really difficult stretch. I mean,
wouldn't you say the next 10 games, it's like you can vault yourself automatically into the playoffs or get yourself into like a competitive situation?
Yeah,
it's all competitive, but...
Right, but you know, Brian, I didn't realize they got St. Louis when they come back from that trip.
Yeah,
we know what that first one's like all the time.
No, that's in St. Louis, right?
They go through California, the way back?
Then back through St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cupcake on the way home, isn't it? Well, you know what? We've talked about their depth. We've talked about, you know, how they've got lots of guys that can score. If somebody's quiet, somebody else can pick up the slack, and I would say that this is probably going to be as good a test for it as any. Like, when you're boxed in on the games here, that's where, or injuries, which they don't have, that's when you really get to test out what you have, what your depth is like.
Well, we were saying that earlier, that it sounds like JVR is going to play. It's a game-time decision, but based on the way they've been rolling, of course he's going to play. They've been so lucky. Last year, they barely had any injury problems. And through 9 games this year, Connor Carrick missed a couple of games, but now that he's healthy, he's not even playing, so that was rather insignificant at the time. And if JVR goes tonight, that's 10 games in a row where the big boys just continue to play every single night.
Well, Ottawa is so decimated. They signed a guy to an entry-level contract to call him up today. He was on an AHL deal. They signed him to an entry-level contract to get him up here. Like, they have no players. They're no Turris. He's got the flu. No Ryan, another broken finger. No Zach Smith. That's three of their top 7 forwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like, something, Minnesota's been without five forwards. Sounds like they're going to get Niederreiter back next week, but they're not getting Coyle. Yeah, no Parise, no Coyle. You know, I mean, they just got Granlund back. Like, everybody else has fallen like flies, and they seem to be able to hang together. You know, it's been a year and a month now. It's really, really pretty remarkable.
So Carolina's in town tonight, and they strike me as the Winnipeg Jets of the East. The sweetheart team that people are always like, I'm telling you, they're good. They got a bunch of young kids. They're going to break out. It's going to happen.
They could shock a lot of people this year.
I've got them as a wild card team. This is the year they take a step forward. And I can see that. They're built well from the back end out. I mean, I don't love their goaltending, but their defense corps is really solid and really young and really deep. But I don't know if I feel like they're ready to really take that step. I don't sense that from Carolina.
I picked them for a wild card team as well. Scott Darling did an outstanding job, but he was the relief guy for Corey Crawford. And I don't know how he'll be as the lead guy. You know, Cam Ward got older on us. In 2006, he was just a pop, and they win a Stanley Cup. And, the last couple of years haven't been so friendly for him, but I think Carolina's really good. I think they could use another centerman, but their defense is outstanding. Like some of the guys, you know, Pesci and Slavin, you don't know a lot about, man, they're really good.
That's Slavin Ray. If he was in a Canadian market, he would be talked about as a guy that could win a Norris. Like, he's that good.
He covers everything. Yeah. He's an outstanding skater. He gets up the ice. He's a really good defender. I'm with you. Everybody for a few years when they talked about Carolina, they talked about Justin Falk. And I would say he's the least secure of all those young defensemen in Carolina. Noah Hanifin's a real interesting case because, of course, in Toronto, there was a whole bunch of thought that should be the guy they drafted when they took Marner. And I don't think there's ever going to be a real big offensive year from Hanifin. I don't think that's going to be what's there for him.
I don't think he thinks the game well enough, Ray. Like he's one of those guys where you look and you're like, there's natural skill, but it doesn't like the way you think it is half the battle.
And he doesn't see it from an attacking view. Now, the other guy that was on those U.S. junior teams and at the national program there is Zach Werenski. And I was told back then that, you know, Werenski's the guy, and he slipped to eight that year, and Columbus got him. And, man, that kid's a star.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you mentioned Marner, and we've noticed this over the past couple of days that after that game a couple of nights ago, and you called it the Kings game, where he played really well and that line played really well, everyone's connecting Matt Martin's role to Mitch Marner's output, and I have to believe that's starting to drive him nuts. Like, I know they're buddies, but does anyone really think because Matt Martin got in a couple of fights, that's why Mitch Marner had two assists and played better?
Brian, that's what happens with success in Toronto. We're dreaming up storylines. Because there's not the negative to go nuts on. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy how Matt Martin saved his season, saved his career.
Oh, Christ.
It feels like, that way, though,
like,
right?
Good
yeah,
God.
When he fell down and Martin came and fought, I don't even forget who even fought. He came over and fought him just inside the blue line, Folan.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with Marner's game. You know, the goal that Martin tipped in. I mean, look, Martin played well. He played 6.5 minutes. It's hard for me to make the correlation that Marner's success is tied to Matt Martin. I Martin does what he does, and you know, Babcock likes having him in the lineup. He loves to use that line. He keeps the flies off everybody. But you know, Marner's going to unscrew this season himself. Like, he's the talented kid who, like a lot of second-year players, gets stuck in a hole, and sometimes they get out of it in 10 games, and sometimes it takes them 35 games. He'll get out of what he's in, but he looked really good the other night. It didn't matter where he was on the ice and who was out there with him. He looked really good.
So the daily circus in Montreal continues, and I guess today there was a player agent, Dan Milstein, who tweeted something out about how Claude Julien is to blame for the lack of Russians.
Why are we giving this guy any attention now? Because he blurts out something ridiculous? I think it's honestly, it's crazy.
Well, but the point is, it feels like it's completely out of the control of the Montreal Canadiens. You've got Mario Tremblay going on radio and spitting off. Now you got this guy tweeting. Like, it's teetering out of control, and yet...
Let me jump in here. I want to draw a correlation. Do you remember, was it 3 years ago when the Leafs were just a tire fire? And if you actually go back and look at that whole year, it started with the Feshchuk piece day one. I think there was about 25 massive stories that came out that year. But only, you could say, maybe six or seven were on the ice. All the other ones were Salute Gate. There was the Bernier not knowing
Nelson Mandela.
Like, there was all these things. Kadri getting in trouble, you know, getting suspended
for a couple. That Nelson Mandela stuff is still, it just warps my mind.
That made me laugh. As soon as you brought it up, I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Wow.
Legendary goaltender Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, he was very good. He was very good.
He's an inspiration to all of us young goalies.
Yeah.
Hell of a glove hand.
But all I'm saying is, this has a little bit of a smell like that, where all the distractions are not really in the dress room. They're kind of outside the dress room. It could be just one of those years. And I still think I said this yesterday, and I'll stand by it. I still think Montreal can find a way to turn it around, but you're starting to see stuff pile up, and it's not even from within the room. It's people from outside the room being jackasses.
You imagine you're sitting, whether you think Mark Bergevin's a good general manager or not, he's sitting in his office, somebody slips him this report of this interview that Milstein does. He's got to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, what? You're right, you can't stop the story. The story's out, and it's his opinion, and he represents a whole pile of clients that are Russian players. And so... he's defending his players. He's defending guys that he thinks haven't been given a fair shake. And I guess that's probably what most agents do for their clients. But when you're grouping them geographically, it becomes a bigger story.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Does Claude not like Russian players? Does he? I don't recall a lot of successful ones, but I could be missing some for sure.
Did you?
I mean, I can't think. Go back to Boston.
Samsonov, was he there? I guess would he not be there?
I think he was gone before Julien got there.
I'm trying to remember Russians in Boston.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get very many.
No. Well, how many are really in the league anymore? That's
well, there was
thing.
A whole. But don't you think there was a decade or so where there was almost none? Now there seems to be a few more as teams are starting to scrape around looking for players. That's where, you know, a player like Zaitsev would come from. Maybe in the past he wouldn't even have had an opportunity because of the thought that, you know, Russian players are unpredictable. They can always bolt back home. Well, Nichushkin went back home 2 years ago, and the kid in Vancouver, Trampkin, went back home this year. Well, and so that's always a threat. And so you're balancing whether the guy is good enough. You got Shipachev now in Vegas. They give him $9 million, and they decide he's not good enough.
Yeah. Well, and then the one caveat, I'll just jump in there, Ray, is when the KHL was on steady ground as far as paying these guys on time, and I think a lot of guys were staying home. Now there's some organizations that have folded. You continue to hear stories of guys going months without being paid, and then their contracts not being worth the paper they're on. Now you're starting to see guys migrate and say, oh, really, I wouldn't mind a guaranteed contract actually from a team that's not run by a guy in a tracksuit.
What if it's a nice tracksuit?
Well, the Adidas one piece was in Magnitogorsk. That's all I remember. Igor, the guy with the leather bag with about 500 grand in it.
Jockeying cars around.
And the muscle shirt.
That's my guy, Igor. Don't say another negative word about him.
You got to let Razor go?
Yeah.
Excellent job on that piece, Ray.
Yeah, that was ridiculous how good it was.
That brought the fat boy to cry.
Thanks, man. You know what? Craig is an amazing kid.
Yeah,
he really,
very well done.
Really is an amazing kid. And I got to tell you, you know, we do whatever we can to help the story along, but Josh Scheinman puts all of that stuff together. You know, they select the music, they put the piece together. He's got all this footage. I don't even know how he does it, but he did an amazing job, and we're really proud of that. But thanks for saying. It was a great story to do.
All right, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
What do we got? What's Friday's little? What do we got on Friday? We
five
got
pack though. Friday. So you got to. We'll send you the.
Think of your five favorite porn stars, and we're gonna do a
no,
list tomorrow.
It's not that.
Well, hopefully it's not that, because you know mine now have fake hips because they're all 58 years old. So.
You got some snow leopard porn stars.
We'll come up with something more creative than that. We'll let you know before you get on.
Later on, boys.
All right, there's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0%, plus receive 5,000 Aeroplan miles with every purchase. Go to the website, MapleToyota.com.